On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
It's cold outside. Even if the sun's out, it's probably kind of cold. Alright, well, we're not going to do temperature. Don't ask me to do temperature. Yeah. Okay. Let's just dive right in, shall we? So I was at a certain drugstore, and it wasn't Walgreens because I talked about the flu shot, or I will talk about my flu shot, whatever. Yeah. So the point is, even if it's anywhere, if it's a supermarket, if it's, I don't care, anywhere you're dealing with a cashier, you got to count your change. And I know I don't need to say this, but I'm saying it because apparently it needs to be said. Point being, this same person, cashier, I've had two problems with this lady. Okay, two. And I don't know how she's still there, and she's like old, and I don't get it, why they don't train her better. But one time she thought she gave me all of my change, and she didn't. And I'm like, listen, lady, you didn't. Okay, look at my hand. You didn't. Okay, today was another incident where she told me how much my thing came to. And I start to give her the paper money, of course, but then you give change with it sometimes if you want to get not pennies back, right? You know how that works. Like say if something's $5.62, you might give $6.02. Can you follow it? Yeah, that's a little tricky for most people, right? Or some people. Well, not so much now because you have cashiers. I mean, you have cash registers or whatever. And it's all electronic. It's all digital. It's all done for you. Okay? You don't need to get your pencil and paper out anymore. Not for a long time. It's been done this way for a while. Cash registers, you put in what the person gave you and they'll should display 10 cents. If people can't figure out it's a dime, it'll show a dime on there. Okay? And some people can't figure out a dime. This lady was no exception. Okay? I'm just saying, she assumed what I was going to give her was all the change when it was only part of the change. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't follow, but she didn't follow and she punched in too much. And matter of fact, before I handed her the money, this is how crazy it was. The receipt thing was spilling out of the machine. The long paper receipt was already, and I hadn't handed her the money yet. She had, in other words, she typed in what she thought I was going to give her and she was wrong. Okay. So then the arguments started coming when she's trying to give me the right change. And I'm not sure if it's the right change because the thing would have told me, but now I don't know. So she had to turn my receipt over and start doing math on it to show me. Well, let me see. I think this. And you know what? I'm already being frustrated. This is my frustrated week. And I can't stand this stuff. And there were people in line behind me. And they're having to watch this scene. I don't know. But I finally said to her, among other things, that, you know, it's 2017. It's not 1950. We don't need to do that anymore. If you would just wait till people give you the money and then put it in, it would tell you what to do next. And then I walked away and she's all flustered. I don't know. Okay. Well, this is my life. Got it? That's my life. Well, you know what I decided? And this is a fact. So I didn't even decide it. Okay, this is just what it is. So I said that wrong. All right, listen. Everyone is a man online. Okay? That's what the internet assumes. Think about it, okay? All I see when I go to certain websites are ads for men. Like sex ads. Okay? I'm not saying there aren't ads for women out there for whatever, clothing and makeup, You get it. But when I'm like going to maybe Pirate Bay or something, and on the sides, it's all these women that are horny or something, okay? Trying to get me. It's a man's world. It's a man's internet. If you haven't noticed this, you're asleep at the wheel, okay? So wake up. Never mind Jesus, take the wheel. You take your own wheel, okay? That's what I'm saying right now. The internet assumes you are a man, okay? It's still a man's world. They're giving me the ads, these pop-up things. Even if you look at those certain sites that are, you know, for over 21 people, again, these women are in your neighborhood and they're only a mile away and they want you to call them, okay? Those are the pop-up things. Again, we're all men. Apparently, I'm a man. That's all I want to say. The internet thinks I'm a man, so I guess I'll just be one. That's all. Yes, Tori's pet peeve of the week, of my life. Yeah, that's about how it is. Okay, this is a big one. And it's probably one of your pet peeves as well. How about that? I bet it's yours too. I never said that, did I? Well, I'm saying it now. Okay, the show is starting out really big, but it's going to go right downhill. Trust me. It may pick up again near the end, but yeah, this is the peak right here. Okay? Yeah. So it's when you go into a store with someone else, okay, and they don't want to ask where something is. They're just going to wander around aimlessly, okay? I don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that or bronchitis, okay? But anyway, so I'm the type of person that will go find a person that works there and ask them where something is. And I'm not going to walk around like a dum-dum scratching my head when it's so easy to solve. I find no shame in that. I'm not embarrassed. That's what those people are there for, to help me. They don't mind, okay? I just want to ask a question. People, they don't want to talk to people. They don't want to get directions. They don't want to find out where something is. Then they watch me do it. Or if they drive around long enough, they finally do have to resort to that, okay? So my thing is, just ask for the help. That's all I'm saying. It's really simple, and I'm tired of it and don't like it, and I bet you don't like it either. So you know what? Just do it yourself. Just show them how to do it. They probably just don't know. That's all.
Aware of all the flu up in the air. I'ma get me a shot, make the flu go away. Flu hating rapper, just rapping away. Yo, yo, flu hating rapper. It's a flu hating rap. Harry, hey, 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 flu hating rap.
Yeah, so I got my flu shot this year. You know, I don't get it every year, and I don't even get the flu. So I don't know if it really helps. It can't hurt, right? So you don't get the flu from the flu shot. You do know that, okay? So that's true. But anyway, so I found out something I never knew about flu shots. And my mother didn't know either. And she's in her 80s. And she does get the flu shot every year. And she didn't know this. So I can't believe it took me all this time to find this out. And I'm a little bummed out that I never researched it myself, because I do that. That's what I do, okay? That's what I encourage you to do. Everything I say, you go fact check it, okay? You have to. That's what the internet's for. Years ago, you didn't have that, so you had to use books and go to libraries. Forget that nonsense. Use your phone, okay? Anyway, so the flu shots. There's different strains of flu vaccinations. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I thought when they give you the shot, that's the shot you get every year. I mean, that you get for that season, and everyone else is getting the same one. Not true, okay? Aha, there is a trivalent and a quadrivalent, which is a 3-strain flu shot and a 4-strain flu shot. And maybe you're only going to get the 3-strain flu shot. I can't even say it. But maybe that's all that your insurance company can afford and pay for. So then you can't get the good one. Yeah, there's a good one. There's a better one, which you know the Trumps and the Kardashians are getting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's a thing. But it's too late. I already got the stupid 3-1, the tri one instead of the quad one, because I called later after I looked into this and said, what did you give me? And they said, well, we didn't have any of the 4 in stock. Oh, okay. So you know what? That was Walgreens, and you can get them at any pharmacy or your doctor's office or your supermarket. Ask them before you get it. It might be too late now. I get it. It's the end of November. You've probably already done it. And if you haven't, listen up. Ask what kind of flu shot you're getting. Get the quad. If you can't get the quad, I guess get the tri. It's better than nothing, is what they're saying. But you know what? I'm investigating way ahead of time for next season, okay? And I'm getting the quad because it's a special extra B-type flu that it's giving you protection against. And isn't that what you want? My arm's all bruised now. For what? But again, I really don't get the flu. So that's my flu shot story. And I'm sticking to that. And it's sticking to me, I hope.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your collective posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively.
Yeah, so sports and the president. Yeah, that'd be Donald Trump, right? Okay. He's still getting involved in sports. Why is that? I was under the impression that there's a lot of problems in this country, like taxes and global warming and immigration and, I don't know, a ton of stuff. And I don't think the NFL is really one of those things, or basketball players. Why is he involving himself and tweeting, again, like a high schooler, about this stuff? Enough. I mean, really, I don't even get it. It's, to me, I think it's more distraction. He's trying to distract away from things like Russia, and that's not going away. I'm going to say it every week, or maybe every other week, or once a month to remind you, that's not going away. And I will reiterate, there was a special done by the Dutch, okay? It's on YouTube. It's been on YouTube for a long time. They did the research already about the Trump connection to Russia from way back, from a long time ago, okay? It's on there. The people are on there. It's all talked about. So enough of this denying stuff. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So stop talking about sports. There's enough problems in the country for you to work on anyway. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, so I went to the mall not that long ago. I mean, again, I have to get a ride places. I don't have a car. And I was with someone and we went to the mall. And not that I had to spend any money because I don't have that either, but you can walk around the mall for free and catch Pokemon or something like that. Anyway, this happens at a lot of malls. And it happens to me every now and then. You're walking by and all of a sudden someone accosts you. And I don't mean it like that. I just mean they're trying to sell you something. And it's usually the same thing. It's that crazy face cream, isn't it? Okay, well, this time there's something made from bee venom that they're pushing. Okay, they have little samples of it they want to give you. And then you find out it's like hundreds of dollars or something. And of course, you're not going to get that. But sometimes they even put it on you and it looks great. And you're like, oh my gosh, wow, my wrinkles went away. My lines went away. And okay, the stuff they're using there, yeah, that stuff will work. However, you go to buy the stuff, it's not the same thing. And if you look this up online, again, please research, you'll find out there's a lot of bait and switch about this company and these companies doing that. They're not selling the same thing. When you buy it online at eBay or Amazon or wherever you're getting, even from them, it's an inferior product. It is not the same thing. It does not work. All these testimonials will tell you that. If people say differently, they're a shill, okay? They're not real. So it's made from bee venom. And I guess bee venom is kind of cool because it can freeze up your face and your little lines, kind of like Botox, I would think. So, you know, if I could get the real thing and I had a lot of money and I was like a celebrity and like Jennifer Lopez, okay, then I'm going to get some of this bee venom stuff probably regularly and make sure it's the real deal. Again, you go to these kiosks or you go to these mall little areas where they're trying to sell you that crazy face cream from the Dead Sea or from Israel or from bee venom. That little sample might be it, but that's not what you're going to get, okay? So keep that in mind when they rob you. You're welcome. It's still happening, isn't it? All these sexual harassment accusations, allegations, whatever you want to say in such legal term. And, you know, they're all coming out. And I think right now is when it's all going to just be an avalanche. And why not? Get it out. Let's, you know, get it all on the table. And the latest, if you can believe this, and I can't believe it, and no one I know can believe it, is Charlie Rose. Oh, my goodness. This Charlie Rose guy, he looks like the most, you know, milquetoast, innocent, talks to these great celebrities, and, you know, he has great roundtable talks, and he's on PBS or something. I think now he's on CBS, but he used to be on that. But anyway, yeah, so he's kind of suspended from his show now. So because of his staffers were coming forward against him, I guess. And, you know, they would know. If someone's working around you all the time, it's not just like one thing at a party. They're like there day in and day out, and they see, and it happens, and okay. So who's next? My dad was like, it's just, you know, when there's power and there's in these situations, again, it's just, this is what's happening. So let's wait and see. We're all waiting, of course, as Ron said, for something about Donald Trump, something real with teeth in it that's going to stick. I don't know. You know, he has all this money. He can pay people off. He can discredit them. Who knows? Maybe now I can have them killed. I don't even know. Who knows about these people? I don't know. That's probably why a lot of people want to be quiet. They're ashamed. They're afraid. They're embarrassed. They think no one will believe them, and they might get in worse trouble. So they just go along. That doesn't make them liars. And they say, well, they enjoyed it. They went along. That doesn't mean it at all. Okay? There's lots of extreme circumstances about these things and everything. So let's just wait, because I don't know who's gonna it's gonna happen to next. But I guess it won't be Charles Manson. Heh. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that's a Korean song, in case you didn't know. And maybe you did. Hey, I'm impressed if you did. Well, I bring that up for a couple of things. First of all, of course, Donald Trump has to keep pushing North Korea into a corner by calling them, like, terrorists now, officially, or something. You know, he just wants them to be in a position where they do something. So he can, you know, be like, make my day. Come on, come on, do it, because he wants an excuse. So he's going to make this happen. If they don't do it on their own, he's going to push him. If you haven't figured that out, you haven't been paying attention. Okay, so that's happening. And I also just read something about this Korean man that defected to South Korea and they shot him a bunch of times, but he didn't die. Okay, he's in the hospital and with 5 bullet wounds or something. But the point is, when they were operating on him, you know what they found in him? It was really disturbing, and don't listen if you're very squeamish, but it was a bunch of parasites, okay? And they can grow really long, and they feed off of you. And what's worse than that, the fact that he was living with these parasites, which means North Korea, the health there, the food, the existence is horrible. A lot of people that defect out of there, that get out of there, they find in this same condition with parasites. Look it up. I'm just going to say that about every story I tell you. Just look it up. And if you're not, if I don't say it to look it up, just do it anyway, okay? That should go without saying at this point. But if you believe me, then just go along with it, because it's true. There's parasites in people from North Korea, and it's gross. They live that way. You can live that way. You can exist. But your health is really bad. The food is bad. Apparently, what North Korea is doing is spending most of its money on the military. That's right. That's what they're doing. The people are way down on the list, okay, taking care of the men, women, and children. No. It's military, okay? That's where the goals are. So we don't want to turn into something like that. We still have health over here. We don't have parasites. I'm sure people do have parasites, but they go get it taken care of with Obamacare, right? Thank you. Again, thank you. And one more thing about the stories that I talked to you about or whatever, I don't get them from Fox News, okay? So if you're looking for that, don't look here, because I will not talk about that because it's not even real, okay? It's all sensationalized, all made up. I'm not doing it, okay? I'm not saying I'm going through MSNBC or CNN either, but I'm not reading anything from Fox because it's absurd. And along with that, apparently a former Fox News employee said that the network blocked her from going to Moscow to investigate President Trump's links with Russia, okay? And she even said she'd pay her own way. Okay, they're like, no, no, no. She said Fox is just buying what the White House is selling, and that's pretty clear, okay? Fox is just the lapdog of President Trump. It's not even news. I don't know what is going on that channel, but it's not news. It's just stroking his giant ego. And as a matter of fact, I told you this before, this happened back in August, that the UK, Britain, Sky, is not broadcasting Fox News anymore in the UK after 15 years. Pulled the plug, no more. They know they're bad news over there in England. They don't want them, okay? All right. So you watch what you watch. But remember, being brainwashed, and you're going along with it, and now it's too late. If you've been watching it, it's too late. You're kind of assimilated. Sorry. Yeah, and that's one more Fox News story about a speeding ticket. That crazy Jeanine Pirro. Guess how fast she's going when she got her ticket? 119. That's like 55 times 2 plus 4 or 9. Something. Yeah. Okay. That's right. I'm not good at math, but man, she is going really fast in upstate New York, according to the state police. Yeah. So she's obnoxious and thinks she can get away with everything. And the speed limit there was 65, by the way. It wasn't even 55. Okay. Said she was driving to visit her 89-year-old mother. You know, that's what I would say, too. I would say anything. You know what? You just you're in some trouble now, probably. Okay, and it's good. It couldn't happen to a nicer person. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you know what else? Her husband, Albert Pirro Jr., also was caught driving 51 in a 25-mile-per-hour zone and, not so fast, 98 on Interstate 95, where it was 55. Like the song, like Sammy sang about, which he can't do, but he's only singing about it. These people are freaking getting in trouble for it, okay? Yeah, they have Bentleys and a Ferrari Spider. Okay, yeah, and they're Trump people, of course, okay? You put it all together. Come on, do your own math now, people. Think about it.
Bop, bop, ha-da-da-da, ba, ba-da-ga.
Yeah, so there's this game out. I saw a commercial. You know I don't watch television, but you know, if a TV's on, what am I supposed to do? Again, saw a commercial about a game for children called Doggy Do. It's a doggy do game. Okay, this is a real thing. I can't believe it. I think I should talk to Ron about this. I might bring it up on Friday. So stay tuned. Although, what is this? Is this Thanksgiving week? Yeah, so I don't know. I think we're still doing a show. Whatever. Anyway, doggy do. Okay, a dog like poops or something. You squeeze a lever and it farts and then it poops or something. I mean, have we really sunk that low? I see the emojis for sale as pillows, poop pillows, and poop erasers for your pencil, and whatever else, hats, slippers, poop slippers, I don't even know. And this is a doggy do game, a dog that poops. And I don't know what the point of the game is. I mean, how you win, if your dog poops the most or doesn't poop at all. I don't know. It's absurd. This is the mentality. Okay, this is why Japan is ahead of us. Think about it. Yeah, this is a great app. It's called Ghostery. Just like it sounds, Ghostery. And I like it, and I've been using it for a while. And it bills itself as a privacy and security-related browser extension. Okay? So I use it on, you know, Chrome or Mozilla or IE, whatever. You just use it, and it helps weed out things so they're not latching on and, you know, the data stuff. I don't like it. Okay? And it was working great for a while. And I still will use it, but on some sites, I have to disable it. It's starting to be weird. I can't stream things anymore. Before, I could stream, and now it's preventing me from streaming. It was also preventing me from looking at Jackie Lawson cards. And, you know, you get those sometimes in the mail, in the email, rather. And people, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas and different holidays, they send these really cool, you know, animated cards with music. I wasn't able to see them. I could see everything on my phone, but not on my laptop. And I thought it was my laptop. I thought, is my laptop dying out finally? It's a new, you know, universe now where everyone has to use handheld devices. They're really, you know, channeling us all towards that. We have no say in it, okay? No, I think it's just certain apps and extensions you have on your, you know, device. Maybe your laptop. It's not the laptop. So if you're having problems, here's what I did to solve that. I went to the Chrome settings, and if you haven't thought of this, maybe you have already, it doesn't involve just clearing the cache. You have to reset the default settings of your Chrome browser or Mozilla browser, whatever. Reset the default. It'll wipe out all your apps for then. They'll still be there, but they'll all be disabled, all your extensions. And then voila, things work again. And then you can add them one by one and see which one, and I figured it out, which one is really, you know, causing the problems. Okay, that's just a little helpful hint for the day. And that's all I have for now. I don't really recommend going out if you can help it, because it's a nightmare till January. I'm going to coin that phrase, nightmare till January. Yeah, as far as driving around, because everyone's going crazy with the shopping for Thanksgiving, for Christmas. Then they return things after Christmas, and then they have New Year's parties, and everyone's drinking and driving. And you know what? Till the end of January, I would just stay put, because I think you have President's Day in there somewhere, and there's usually cars and washing machines for sale and stuff. So again, if you can shop online or just not, then do that. Just be sick for a while. Don't get your flu shot, maybe, and just get sick, and, you know, then you have an excuse, right? Well, anyway, that's all I have for this week, and I will be sure and give you lots of great information next week with some interesting music in between, just to keep you from falling asleep, and you might still. But, as be that as it may, okay, then, whatever, peace out.
Tell by the way that you switch and walk, I can see by the way that you baby talk, I can know by the way that you treat your man, I can love you, babe, there's a crying, cause it's gone, daddy gone, love is gone, yes it's gone, daddy gone, love is gone. Dress, but where she is now, I can only guess, cause it's gone.